Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now.
The Brett Mega Show.
Let's hear it.
Yesterday was a big day for our country, an emotional day for our country, and I know that a lot of people woke up feeling with mixed emotions. They feel like where our country's at right now, 50% of the country woke up happy, 50% woke up devastated and sad, but the AP News has officially called it the 47th president of the United States is going to be Donald Trump. Did you guys watch any of the election coverage?
Oh, yes.
And did you?
It looked literally, NBC, it was like watching Sunday Night Football. The beginning of it, the whole thing. And I went, we've come to this, haven't
we? Yeah, man. It is crazy. Did you watch it, Hannah?
Yeah, I watched a lot of it. I didn't go to bed until like 1:15 in the morning.
AB, you're not a political
person.
No,
I didn't watch any of it.
Did you not watch any?
Not a single second.
Really?
No.
Did you guys have it on at your family's house or anything?
No. We were watching the Wizards of Waverly Place reboot all night.
Was oh, it good? My goodness.
It's great.
Seems like you made the right decision.
Yes.
I actually didn't watch a lot either.
You don't watch TV.
Well, no. One, I was planning on watching it, but my basement flooded.
Yeah.
And so I was working on my basement because it is completely flooded, guys. Like 6, 7, 8 inches of water.
Oh, terrible, man.
Everything
so
is destroyed. My entire basement is destroyed. All the carpet is ruined. The foundation is ruined. Everything is just ruined with the flooding.
Right.
So I was dealing with that till like 10:30, 11. I literally turned on the TV for like 5 minutes to see where like the electoral votes were at. And I was like, I don't know what was worse, dealing with that basement flooding or just watching like people debate on TV, everything that's going on with our country. I was like, oh my God.
Well, it's so weird.
What's more overwhelming? It's stressful.
It's weird too, because they'll call a state, 0% is in, and Vermont goes to Harris. And you're going, what?
They do that.
How do you know?
Yeah, I kept getting really confused. They're like, all right, we're calling it with 13%. I'm like, but what does that even mean?
Yeah.
Like, what?
Yeah.
And then seeing the like percentages change, like I know for Missouri's stuff especially, I kept being like, because stuff was changing like left and right, but it was just the percentages going up.
So you're saying it was more confusing than girl math, huh?
Yeah.
Yes.
We did put our own political slam ads, and those were the best ones out there, I think.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
The election everyone really cared about is who won our own internal election. Yesterday was a stressful day, guys. We will cover some of the election stuff in the Hollywood hashtag just to give people the news and the facts and things like that of what we know. But the rest of the show, we're going to try to take a deep breath, relax, and have some fun, and we'll be there for you because that's what friends do.
Let's start with some good news.
I've got good news and good news.
Tell them the good news.
Good news?
Good news.
Okay.
Let's hear it.
All right, you probably need some good news to pick you up after, you know, depending on who you thought was going to win or not.
They'll have to wake it up going, damn, I need some good news.
But this is some
half of the country is.
Well, this is some great news, especially for a guy out of Arnold, Missouri, because he got a call from his wife the other day that he forgot his lunch at home. So what did he do? He had to go to a store to grab some lunch. And while he was at the store, he bought a lottery ticket.
Stop it.
And won $3 million.
I hate him. Why? I forget my lunch and I'm like starving.
Yep.
I'm just eating the Cheetos from the cafe. This guy just picked up like a lunch and picked up the $3 million.
Mm-hmm. Stop it. Arnold, I live right there.
Oh my God. It could have been you.
It should have
been you. It should have been you.
Yeah.
I steal my food from work and look, it gets me nowhere.
Yeah. You go to the store and you buy the groceries like a great civilian and look what you get. You win the lottery. Damn, I hate him and love him. If you want to be friends, hit me up. This good news is brought to you by Together Credit Union. Check out their new Empower checking account when you go to togethercu.org/empower.
The polls are open.
All right, poll of the day on the Brett Mega Show, because, you know, you didn't do enough polling yesterday on Election Tuesday. Let's talk about something that puts people together, though, instead of the divide that we all feel like and stressed us out yesterday. How do you hold hands? People say the way we hold hands is changing. That what's becoming the most popular way?
I'm big on intertwining fingers for sure. I don't like the cup or like a finger hold. I like a good finger intertwine, you know, thumbs wrapped too.
30% of people like to do interlocking fingers, and that was the number one answer. People are so divided all over the place in different ones. Yeah. Cupping was number two.
I'm the cupper, but I'm kind of, it's weird. Sarah hates when we hold hands because I do I do this thing where it's almost like she's a debutante. Like she, you know, like Cinderella type thing where I'll hold her hand up.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
You don't even know you're doing it?
It's terrible.
You just like almost like you're doing the Our Father, you gotta go up in the air?
Yeah, so it's kind of like, it's instead of like, you know, relaxed, it's more like up. And
really?
She is, yeah.
Kev?
Yeah.
Wow. Fix it.
I didn't know that. Fix it. I didn't know that.
Is there another option?
Yeah, cupping, interlocking fingers.
Like, other than those?
Maybe a wrist holder?
A wrist holder or
finger
like,
holder?
You know, one person's doing most of the holding.
And you're I'll just kind of limp.
I'll do whatever.
I feel like I don't have a preference.
How you and Hannah hold hands every single day? Do you guys interlock or not?
No, we cup.
You cup?
Yeah, we cup.
So there you go.
But that's like Hannah's choice. It's kind of like whatever the other person wants to do, I'll do
okay,
it.
So that is also part of the other. 5% of people said they don't like to be the one who chooses.
She just takes it.
They just take it. Yeah, why did you go there?
The polls are open.
Hannah's homeschool.
Hi, Caitlin. How are you?
Good. How are you?
All right, Caitlin. You ready to beat Hannah at Hannah's homeschool?
I'm ready.
All right. You versus Hannah. Tell her to leave.
Go leave.
Go leave. All right. Hannah leaves the room. She can't hear the questions. I'm going to ask you guys both the same 5 questions. Tie does go towards Hannah, okay?
Okay.
All right. Now that we're in November, who's known as the Queen of Christmas? Sings All I Want for Christmas.
Oh, Mariah Carey.
All right. This actress plays Harley Quinn, just became a first-time mom. Who is it?
I don't know.
Oh, no? Okay. According to a recent survey, the word of the year was in 2024.
Oh, God.
That's a tough one. What did everyone say? It was blank summer.
Hot summer.
Hot summer, yeah.
No, close.
Is that really?
No, it was not.
It was Brat.
It was Brat summer, which AB claims everyone celebrated. And clearly,
yeah,
Caitlin,
I'm surprised you didn't get that
yeah,
one.
Yeah, Caitlin did not celebrate Brat summer. Okay, this is another tough one, though. Olivia Rodrigo said her biggest dating red flag is what? It likes to go somewhere and into something.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. Another hint?
All right, I'll give you one. Where does Star Wars take place?
No, another hint. I don't watch Star Wars.
Yeah, but where would you go if you went to go watch Star Wars? Where would you go?
I don't know how to give you a better hint than that.
The movie theater.
The movie theater. Caitlin, we're really trying for you. Where does Star Wars take place? Does it take place in a movie theater?
Yeah.
Okay, we can't help you there. It takes place in outer space where stars happen.
Gosh, I really thought I got that one.
Okay, and then what big thing happened on Tuesday, November 5th?
Election Day.
Yeah! Election Day. All right, you got 2 out of 5. They are a little tricky, and there was a couple of you thought you had for sure. All right, hold on. Let's see if Hannah does, okay?
Okay.
Hannah's homeschool.
All right, we got Hannah. Welcome back into the studio to play Hannah's homeschool. Caitlin just got done answering 5 pop culture questions. What do you think?
It was good.
It was good.
Oh, that was convincing.
There was a couple that, man, she swore she had, but but didn't. Caitlin, tell her how many you got right.
2, maybe 2.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're not easy, though. They're hard questions.
Beaming with confidence today.
Okay. Since we're in November now, who is known as the Queen of Christmas?
Miss Mariah Carey.
That's correct. This actress plays Harley Quinn, just became a first-time mom. Right, you're 2 for 2 right off the bat. According to a recent survey, the word of the year was...
Brat.
Yes. Thank you, ma'am.
Yes!
That kills me to have to say that, but...
Caitlin thought it was hot summer.
Right. Oh. That was last year.
Olivia Rodrigo said her biggest dating red flag is what?
It's something about a guy being selfish.
Kind of, yeah. She did say that makes him very selfish.
Yes.
If they're into this. Caitlin thought it was the movies. Going to the movies.
No. Oh, I can't remember. Playing video games?
Outer space. Mm-hmm. She said, if they're into outer space, I think they're usually end up being full of themselves. Which, by the way, Elon Musk asks said, oh, I agree.
Yeah. I just don't understand, but okay.
And then what big thing happened on Tuesday, November 5th?
Hannah.
The election?
Yes!
There you go.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Lots happened. I don't know.
A lot happened.
Brett's basement flooded. I don't know.
All right. 4 out of 5 is correct. That is good for the win. Hannah gets the W. Caitlin, do you have to say this? Is Caitlin and I got schooled by Hannah.
This is Caitlin and I got schooled by Hannah.
Hannah's homeschool.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
All right, let's check out what's trending besides the election results. We will cover all the election results stuff in the Hollywood hashtag. But let's talk about some other stuff that's trending on the internet. Take a look, see what's trending. Scroll past through a million different headlines to talk about election results. And then find these headlines. Then I'll read them. And then Hannah will tell me to keep it moving or tell me more. And this might be the perfect timing with the election yesterday. It's National Stress Awareness Day.
Oh, wow. Tell us about that.
It's not always after the election, but it's really good timing this year. Sesame Street socials are trending as their characters started posting encouraging messages to help people de-stress for National Stress Relief Day.
Elmo always comes in clutch.
Also, if you need to de-stress, these are the top feel-good movies. You watch these movies, it puts you in a good mood.
I think that's the perfect timing to talk about this.
Top 5, Forrest Gump.
Yep.
Toy Story. Ratatouille at 3. You're going to love number 2, Hannah. Shrek.
Oh, Shrek. That's my nephew's favorite movie.
And then number 1 was Finding Nemo.
Gets sad at times,
look
but
at all, we top
rally.
Top 4 were all, like, animated.
Yeah.
We'll talk about maybe some of our favorite, like, feel-good movies that put you in a good mood when you need to de-stress. What's something you see a lot of, but you're still in awe every time?
Keep it moving.
All right. Some people had some funny answers, like, my guy, one dude said, my wife's boobs, but let's keep over that.
Oh, that's funny.
The 3 keys to earning more money, earning your coworkers' respect.
Oh, money or respect?
Probably both. Usually if you get respect, you get more money. But it's more about leadership. Experts are saying this, how you can earn respect. They say the first one is resist the temptation to gossip or be negative at work. Exude professionalism and be confident, transparent. And then if you do those things, people will respect you more at work.
The only thing I got on that list is transparency.
Oprah's list of her favorite things is out.
Keep it moving.
Don't care? Okay. Top 10 most searched slang terms in 2024.
Yes.
Okay. So number 1 on
Brad
the list.
Summer?
Number 1 is going to be kind of obvious, but here's number 4. Hawk Tua.
Oh,
yeah.
That needs a good Google search.
Skibbity dibbity was number 3.
Oh, skibbity. What? Yeah. Skibbity toilet.
Really?
Yeah, that's a...
Sigma was number 2.
Uh-huh.
And Sigma?
Riz?
And then number 1 is Demure.
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 Brett can't even say it.
No, I forgot what it was.
Demure.
I have to look that up, too.
God, because, yeah, everyone...
I didn't like that word.
I didn't like it either. And that's why I think it was the most Googled, because they're like, what the hell is this?
What the Sigma?
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Mega Minds.
All right, let's give you the Megamind question of the day on the Brett Mega Show. 93% of us, so almost everyone, buys this once a month. What does almost every single person buy once a month, Hannah?
I think this is such a popular thing that I'm going to say it's 93%. Not 100%, though, because even in this room, it's not 100%. And I'm going to say coffee.
There you go. 93% of us will get it, you know, pick up a Dunkin' or a Starbucks once a month.
Mm-hmm.
Gosh, you know what? I buy it once a week, but I think it's probably more monthly. I'm going to say donuts.
Donuts. Okay.
Oh. I'm going to say toilet paper.
Toilet paper. All right. 93% of us buy this once a month. No one got it correct, so it's still up for grabs. Think about something you buy every single month, something we all could agree on. At least 93% of us. There's always some outliers. That answer's coming away in 2 songs.
Mega Minds.
All right. right, let's give you the answer to the Mega Mind question of the day, and something we can all agree on. Mm-hmm. We like that. And 93% of us buy this once a month. What does everyone have to buy once a month?
Nathan and Aunt Kathy and Uncle Pete say gasoline. Mm-hmm. Clay says pizza. We Ooh. Had Susan get a little more specific, though, and say pizza delivery. Teacher Jen said pet food. Dina says ordering takeout.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Colliers say toothpaste. Are we getting close at all? We got
Somebody
trash
got
bags.
It.
Oh, really?
93% of us will buy a pizza once a month.
Yeah.
Things we all
Suzanne.
Can agree on. Pizza. That's, you don't want pizza for president.
Mega Minds.
If you remember a few weeks back, AB had shared this really, I thought it was just amazing gift that she had gotten for a friend who lost her mother. And what was the gift again, AB, so everyone could remember?
I took some flowers from her mom's celebration of life, and I had them put into coasters.
So many people had called in, loved the idea, mm-hmm. and had done similar things when people were on their grief journey. And when we had done that, though, we had talked about in the show, her friend doesn't live in St. Louis here. But then, so AB had like blocked it on social media. They were talking about it because she hadn't given the gift yet. You finally went to go give her the gift. Mm-hmm. Did she love it?
Oh, she loved it. Aww. Yeah.
But you got like an interesting update because and during her grief journey, she's kind of in a different place of her in her life ever since she lost her mom.
Yeah. So I went and visited her a couple weeks ago. And I will say she's never been super close with her family. They have very different interests, nothing against them, but she lives in a different state from her family as well, but she did get close to one of her professors over the last couple months, and they started going on hikes together, and then it turned into she would have dinner with her family, and then she got really close with that family, and now she kind of considers them her family enough that her professor, like, she calls her mom. And she calls her husband.
It's a female professor.
Yes.
Oh,
okay.
Wow.
And she calls like the professor's husband dad. And wow. She has like their daughter is her sister.
Is that weird?
I met her sister too. And it was funny because they like act like siblings. Like it really felt like she was a part of this family. So much so the family had like professional pictures taken last week and she was in them.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Huh. I don't think I've ever. So I'm curious if anyone else has gone through something similar where like you've gone through like major tragedy and loss and then found like a new beginning with a new family.
Yeah.
Cause that's interesting, but to also do it with your professor feels, I don't really know, but it feels slightly inappropriate. Feels weird. I wonder how her dad feels like, because
yeah. That's kind of what I think about too, because she has like a real brother, but he lives in a completely different country. So it really is just her dad at home now. Like he's completely alone. And I can't imagine how he feels seeing that she like basically has this new family. With
wow.
Him.
Yeah. I mean, I almost think that would make it cut a little deeper that like he is alone and she is doing these things. But also like when you love and care for someone, you want them to be happy. So if this is what she is doing to make herself feel happy and feel loved, then you can't really blame her for it.
It's almost, it feels very movie-like.
I know. I just cannot believe this is real.
It does feel like a little bit like red flags do go off for me. I'm like, oh my God, the professor, someone who was like in charge of her. Yeah. And then they like kind of like, coddle her in when she's like going through a hard time. And then you think to yourself, like what Hannah said, that like, all you really do want is for people to find peace and to be happy and have that family dynamic. So there's this part of you that's like, well, that's good.
I do think it's, I don't really know that it's like weirder that she was her professor, but okay. I do kind of feel like this would have happened regardless of if her mom passed away.
Really?
Or not. I honestly do, because she just has never been close to her family. They don't have the same interests. She's very like outdoorsy, loves to do all that stuff. And so is her like quote unquote new family. So they're always doing things together. And I think that honestly, this just would have happened regardless.
It's interesting to call someone like your new family.
Yeah.
Yeah. I also know this friend of AB's, and I think it would have happened regardless because she has such like a loving nature about her. Like mm-hmm. I met her one time and I consider her my friend too. So I feel like no wonder she would find and connect to a family so well.
They got money?
I don't know.
Do they want another kid?
Because you can camp. We know that now.
Yeah, I can camp. I like outdoor stuff. If they want to pick up somebody else. Everyone on the Brett Maga show said this was really challenging, but I think it's important to do, like post-election, is to think about yourself and go, what is your favorite thing about yourself? See if what's the first thing that pops in your head. You go, hey, what's my favorite thing about me? 314-531-9898. Brag about yourself for a second. What are you great at? What are you awesome about? I feel like sharing these type of things when you're like super, super stressed out and the country feels so divided and you feel like there's nothing good and whatever it is happening, this is going to put people and put some things into perspective. And it's a really cool exercise for yourself because I don't think we do this enough. Like we beat ourselves up. We constantly say things that we're like bad at or like are disappointed in, but we don't do enough of saying, you know what? I'm really good at this. What was it for you, Hannah?
Brett had to like warn me about this segment like quite ahead of time because he knew I would really struggle with this segment. But I landed on something that I really like about myself, or I think that I'm good at, is having my big caring and loyal abilities. Like I would go up to bat for any single one of my relationships in my life. I would fight to protect anybody I love, make sure that they're taken care of, make sure that they're okay. Like, if I'm in your corner, I'm in your corner.
Yeah, I agree. Like, Hannah has, like, one of the biggest hearts. And literally, like, if you're one of her people, then you have a soldier and a fighter and, you know, a blanket to, you know, cuddle you to. She'll do it all. She's got your back.
Yeah. And I would say, Brett, you just said soldier. That was probably the best compliment you've ever paid me when you said, Kevin, you're like a soldier. And I take that compliment and I love that because I think one of the best things about me is not only do I soldier on, but I have a I have a sense of duty that, you know, things need to get done. There's a lot of stuff for, you know, in life that you don't see that happens. And I'm that guy who puts it together.
Yeah.
And, you know,
Funny.
You know, so I feel that I've got a great sense of duty. And with that is a great sense of humor. Those are the things that I think that I really,
good for you,
I really feel good about myself.
What about you, AB?
Oh, I feel like for me, I'm a very thoughtful person. Like if I know somebody's going out of town or taking a flight, like I'll put in my phone to remind myself, like pray for this person that they have a safe flight or like remember to text them. They have an interview today or something like that.
What do you got on the phone about me?
Pray for your water damage.
Yeah, pray for your flooded basement. And
guys,
I must say,
to remind you about that. You didn't need to put that in your phone.
Every time I've ever gone on a flight, AB has sent me the thumbs up emoji for that equals have a safe flight.
Yeah.
For me, I think there's a lot of things in your life that you can't control. You can't be, you know, the smartest person. There's so many factors to that. The richest person, there's so many factors. But I think one of the things that I am proud of myself is I want to consider myself and know that I'll be one of the hardest working people in the room that like literally will die on the treadmill. I don't know if I can run the fastest, but we could turn this thing on and it's going to be hard to get me off of it. Like my work ethic is something I am very, very proud
of. Yeah, it's very amazing, dude. It's something that I think we all kind of envy. I mean, you have a work ethic that rivals, you know, coaches, generals, presidents. It is something that is like, hey man, you know, Brett Mega will outwork you regardless. So then you're like, okay, Brett, slow down. I'm trying to keep up.
I mean, it is like without, I don't even have words. Brett by far is the hardest working person I know.
That's right.
Almost to a fault.
You're the James
like,
Brown.
You're so hardworking that it's almost bad.
The James Brown of radio right there, man.
What is it for you? What are you just, you look back at it, it could be something simple. Like, you know what? I got a nice butt. I'm proud of this butt. You know, I feel like that's what Kim Kardashian would call it and say. I'm also proud of my flat ass, guys. You know, that's something I should brag about.
He owns it.
Own it, you know. Or it could be something really big that like your heart, you're a soldier, you're thoughtful. What is it for you? Then you think about yourself, go, you know what? I really like this about me. 314-531-9898. I promise you, you share this, and everyone in the city is going to feel much better. I felt like this was important to do, like, kind of post-election, is to spread some positivity about yourself. Because I feel like, I don't know, everyone was just stressed out. Everyone's kind of divided. And so this is kind of an interesting exercise. When you think about yourself, what's your favorite thing about you? Just kind of like brag about yourself for a second. I think hearing other people do it and then you doing this for yourself is a great challenge. 314-531-9898. Kayla, what's your favorite thing about you? Go ahead and brag about yourself.
Okay, so to brag about myself, my favorite thing about me is how kind and thoughtful I am. So whenever we're friends, you have my loyalty for pretty much life. So I'm a pretty diverse friend. If you want to go get coffee, let's get coffee. You need to cry to me, cry to me. You need to hide a body, I'm your girl.
Yeah, you're just awesome.
Coffee in a trunk. I love it.
Yeah, coffee, yes, in a
coffee
trunk.
In a trunk. I'm pretty diverse.
So are we?
And when you're having a bad day, I'll get you your favorite, you know, soda, just to surprise you.
Kayla, I don't know if I told you, but my basement flooded, so I'm having a bad day.
Yeah.
And there's some people's bodies we can hide together. If you
yeah.
Have.
I got your back.
Thanks, Kayla. Respect. You, friend for life, Kayla.
I got you guys.
Thank you. So we appreciate sweet. It. She really is. Taryn, brag about yourself for a second. What's your favorite thing about you?
Being a mom.
Oh, oh, I've yeah. been waiting for a call to say being a mom.
Yeah. I feel like that's something that's changed about me, too. When I became a dad, I'm like, I just love this. Like, I love everything about it. It's exhausting and so tiring. But there are moments, like, even, like, when my son, he was, like, having trouble sleeping because of, like, daylight saving. And I was, like, putting him back to bed, like, for, like, the 50th time. I felt like he goes, Dad, just stay forever. And just hearing, like, comments like that, I was like, you know, it sucks that we're doing this right now, but hearing that was so awesome. Like, right? Like, that's like the coolest thing ever.
That's my kids. And they actually had parent-teacher conferences. It was like 2 weeks ago. And try not to cry.
That's okay.
Their teacher said that they could tell we were doing really good.
Aww. That's so sweet.
And just so everyone knows, Taryn's been part of the, you know, the Brett Mega Show family for a while.
Yeah.
Mason is her daughter who's going to school that she's probably talking about for the parent-teacher conference, was nervous about the first day of school last year. And we had sent her a video, and Mason has come up to the show many times and is part of the family. And it's so cool to hear that she's doing great at school, and you're doing a great job, Mom.
Absolutely.
I actually have news about her. She's coming off her IEP.
Oh, that's awesome. Wow.
Wow. Thank you so much for sharing that with us.
Yes.
That's what it's all about, like family.
Yeah. She's coming off, so I'm pretty proud.
You should be.
You should be, absolutely.
You're doing a great job. I know a lot of parents out there, all of us, we kind of beat ourselves up, like, we're just trying to survive, but you're doing a great job, Mom. Thank you for being part of the Brett Mega Show family. Tell Mason we said hi. Hannah, what's coming up in the Hollywood hashtag?
Last night was a major night, not just for Hollywood, but for the entire country. I'll recap it all in just 3 minutes.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby. It's ready, so here we go.
All right, in case you missed it, last night's ballots were counted and America gathered around for Election Day 2024. This has basically been deemed the most important election of our lifetime, with seats, amendments, and a presidency that has been just so hot and cold for, oh my gosh, it feels like forever. So I personally stayed up for majority of the night watching the Electoral College votes slowly trickle in. And at around 1 a.m., it came in last night that former President Donald J. Trump had won the Electoral College vote and was polling to become the 47th president of the United States, AP has since called it. And after finding that out, America then waited like quite some time, it felt like, to hear from him with a speech. And then he went on stage in Florida and announced this.
Look what happened. Is this crazy? I want to thank the American people for the extraordinary honor of being elected your 47th president and your 45th president. And to every citizen, I will fight for you, for your family, and your future. This will truly be the golden age of America. That's what we have to have.
I mean, oh my gosh, I'm just so glad that the political ads are going to go. I just couldn't take any more text messages or seeing anything more on TV about the presidency.
It's crazy that it's the first time since like Cleveland, right?
Yeah,
it's 40, so it went non-consecutive presidencies.
It went Grover Cleveland, Benjamin Harrison, Grover Cleveland. And I remember as a former teacher, you always had to have two Clevelands. So yeah. Now you got to have two Trumps. So it goes, it will go Trump, Biden, Trump when you have the presidents around your classroom.
It's just crazy.
Yeah.
And also we haven't yet heard from Kamala Harris and her team or had a concealment from her. The only thing we know right now is that she will be addressing the election today at some point, probably this morning. The Harris campaign is still waiting for all the votes to be counted. They came out last night at the university. We're basically just like, all right, guys. They'll go home. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Yeah, I mean, I think they were just waiting for a little bit more information. It does sound like she's going to address the nation here this morning, so we'll get more information on that. One of the things that did surprise me as you were watching that is that she had was like, they had, like on CNN, they had posted like counties that she was overperforming Joe Biden in from the last election, and it was zero. I was surprised by that. I was shocked.
There was
zero counties.
And you said the turnout wasn't as high as the last election either, which is surprising
too. Biden won the popular vote with 81 million. I mean, Trump is like 71 right now, I think. It's like crazy, a 10 million difference.
There was a lot that kind of left me floored last night with statistics and things rolling in, and it's only going to keep coming out more information. This has been Hannah's Hollywood Hashtag.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
Let's talk about something that we all can agree on. Jen Myers was a huge part of Y98 and was such an important part of our family. If you've listened to Y98 over the last years, you've known that Jen poured her heart out to the listeners. And hopefully by now you may have heard that we lost Jen. And we've all paid our respect, but we're going to try to do something even more to pay our respect. It is replay back some of her favorite and best moments on Saturday. It's going to be Jen Myers Day here on Y98 from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. You're going to hear some of the best moments of Jen.
Yeah, and it was really, it's been cathartic for me because I worked with Jen for over 20 years here, grabbing old pieces, especially going back to the Phillips and Company days, the Courtney and Company days, the Jen and Tim days, you know, some of her solo things, and just getting a chance to hear her laugh. To hear her laugh at some of the silly things we did so many years ago, and then to hear her talk about her life, to share certain events, to interview some famous people. You know, one of my favorite interviews is her talking with Olivia Newton-John.
Wow.
And because,
Sandy.
Yeah. Oh, and it's oh my gosh, it is just, it's awesome. So you'll get a chance to hear that and so much more this Saturday.
How special is it that Jen like had such a long-standing and amazing career doing something where we can replay it and listen to it again and like relive all those moments with her? That is so, so special.
Yeah, most of us don't get a chance to replay our life, some of our life's biggest moments.
Like
we wish our whole life could be filmed or recorded, and Jen's was. So many of the important milestones in her life she shared with the people who listened to Y98, and now we get to replay them and honor her, and I think the best way possible. And like Kevin, you said, it's an important day for Jen's family.
It's a very important day. You know, yes, on Saturday, Ryan and Finn are celebrating Nora. That is Jen's daughter. It's a birthday celebration that day as well. So he said, hey, you know what, Kev, we're going to give it a listen. Thank you so much for putting this together and being a part of this and letting us get a chance to relive some of those memories of Jen, because she was such an amazing, amazing woman.
Join us on Saturday starting at 10 o'clock all day long. It'll be Jen Myers Day. Hear some of those amazing moments from Jen as we honor her. I know a lot of people were locked in on the election yesterday, but really, the real election happened on the Brett Maga Show. Mm-hmm. It was myself and Hannah versus Kevin and AB, and the results are in 3 minutes. Who's the president of the Brett Maga Show? It was myself and Hannah versus Kevin and AB in a political showdown. And we done what all great politicians do. We created slam ads against each other. Mm-hmm. So if you missed it yesterday, this is the ad that Hannah and I ran so you could have a better understanding of what it was like to vote for us and to let you know who you would be voting for if you voted for Kevin and AB.
Do you want a candidate that lives an hour away?
And even when he does drive for you, he's most likely to hit a deer.
And we know what AB will say, Jesus, take the wheel.
But it's not Jesus, it's Kevin. And Kevin has an axe in his car.
Don't worry, our party has a full-on investigation into the axe.
Don't let AB's fancy editing skills fool you.
Those editing skills make her a fake, a phony, a fraud.
Her own dog doesn't even love her. As a dog mother myself, I could never vote for someone who doesn't love their own dog.
Vote the way Carly Rae Jepsen would vote. vote for Brett and Hannah.
This is Hannah.
And this is Brett.
And we approve this message.
Boom.
Boom.
Mic drop.
I mean, AB's own dog wasn't going to vote for her.
Hey, my dad is my dog's biggest fan, but he voted for me and Kevin.
Did he really?
He did.
Mm-hmm. Wow, he turned on Carly Rae?
Yeah. We had a lot of people saying, you know what? I'm a dog lover.
I'm a dog lover.
Brett and Hannah.
If you love dogs, you would have voted for us. And then this was Kevin and AB's response to our political ad.
America, we deserve transparency. What do we really know about Brett?
Brett refuses to be tracked, not by his friends, not even by his own wife. What is he hiding? Where is he going?
And more importantly, Brett can't keep his pants up, even in broad daylight. He's a ticking time bomb of public indecency.
And do we know too much about Hannah?
She has publicly admitted to stealing food from her own company. What is she capable of stealing from you?
The economy cannot afford to be run by girl math.
It doesn't even count if you pay in cash, right?
Brett and Hannah are a risk America cannot afford. Do right by your country and vote for Kevin and AB. Remember, Mega may be one letter away from MAGA, but he won't make America great again.
Whatever. Seriously, guys. And so we said that you could vote in by calling, commenting. It was going to be like, we're two votes because you commented on our Instagram, or if you like the Instagram post. Hannah, do you have the results?
I do have results. All right. Reigning champion of the Brett Mega Show voting poll goes to Kevin and AB.
Yes!
Contest this election results.
No. I want to thank you, America.
Yes, I do want to like maybe do a recount
or something.
We're not going
down easily. Recount.
Because
this is how politics works, guys.
Yesterday we really were like, okay, we're going by comments on our Instagram post of the videos. If you haven't checked them out yet, make sure you do. AB absolutely killed
them. Yeah, these came with real, like, these are real commercials that you can actually see on our Instagram if you go to the Brett Mega Show.
Yeah, and AB really had edit her own.
Yeah, that was funny. You could see Carly Rae Jepsen actually vote for us. You could see a dog vote.
Yeah. So we kept saying, oh, go by comments who win or whatever. Well, we had people commenting on AB and Kevin's video saying they were voting for Brett and I, but that still counts towards them.
Yeah.
Because they had more comments. They had almost 100 comments, and Brett and I had about 50.
Wow, you guys doubled us, damn. Mm.
Yes, and then...
That's because, well, how did we all lose? You have like 20 Instagram accounts, Hannah. How do we not have like a 500 comments?
You know what? I really didn't put myself that much to work to vote on my account. But
so we didn't care that much. Thanks. Yeah. I need a different vice president.
I could sway, maybe, you know.
AB and I did a lot of canvassing, mm-hmm. and I really think the outtakes... I think the outtakes is what won the election.
Kevin has an axe in his car. You guys voted with the man with an axe in his car because you guys were afraid of what he would do with that axe.
He's going to protect you.
That's right.
Basically, what it came down to was 67% voted for Kevin and AB, and 32% voted for Brett and myself.
Yeah, we wouldn't make good presidents.
Sorry, guys. I don't want that job anyway.
We don't want that job.
You owe us breakfast.
Yes, what do you guys want? Have you guys decided?
I think it's unanimous. McDonald's.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Done. McDonald's breakfast tomorrow. It's yours. Or Friday. I don't know. Whatever.
Whatever you feel like.
Girl math. When we can afford it.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
All right, keep it moving is where we cover all the trending stories while we're commercial free on the Brett Mega Show. So what we'll do is I'll read a headline that is trending, and I'll have to scroll past a bunch of political headlines. And then Hannah will tell me either keep it moving or tell me more, just based off the headline. The first one is kind of sort of political, but it's fun. Secret Service has released the code names for all the first families.
Ooh, what are they?
Like, so Joe and Jill Biden used to be known as Celtic and Capri. Donald Trump was Mogul and Melina was Muse. Barack and Michelle Obama were a renegade and Renaissance.
So they always have a conceding letter then.
I guess I didn't even
notice that. That's true. George W. Bush was Tumblr, and then he changed it to Trailblazer. His wife Barbara was Tempo. Bill Clinton was Eagle, and Hillary is Evergreen.
Huh.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Interesting. Those are
my little psycho CSI self was able to crack that code.
Our preferred method of holding hands, is it changing?
I guess we should talk about this. This was the poll this morning.
Yeah, 30% of people said they like to hold hands with interlocking fingers, where 20% rather had cupped hands. You know what's interesting, though, is it changed from generation to generation. Millennials like the cupped hands better, where Gen Z, younger generation, do the interlocking of fingers, actually, by a higher percentage. You can now buy cans of air from Italy.
You know what? I'm going to keep moving.
Yep, they're selling them. Cans of air. You can get them. You'll never know how much you have to pay.
Isn't that like in the Lorax or something?
Yes.
Is it really?
You're right.
See, where they sell cans of air.
They sell air, yeah.
There you go. How much are they in the Lorax? Okay, guys, this is something I think you guys all need to hear on the show. Opening a loaf of bread and you find mold on one slice, what happens to the rest of the loaf? People have weighed in. So has the government.
You know what? I'll take this story, but I'm a firm believer that you just eat around it.
Yeah, you cut it out.
You throw the rest of the loaf away.
Really?
Yes.
This article was written by Brett Mega.
Food and Drug Administration said if there's one piece of bread that has mold on it, then the whole loaf needs to be thrown away.
Fake news. Fake phony fraud.
Guys, you really can't believe anything in this country anymore.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Commercial free on the Brett Mega Show. You read about it everywhere that like election day stress is real, that there's just so much happening with everything that's going on with the election. It just leads to a lot of anxiety. What's a movie that you could just pop on where you're just like, I just need to disappear from all of this crap and instantly put you in a good mood? 314-531-9898. If you're feeling stressed, you're feeling down, and you're feeling out, you pop on this movie, and then you are instantly in a good mood. What is it for you? There's a new list that was just released by Ranker.com that ranked the best feel-good movies of all time. And the top four, all like cartoons. It was Toy Story, Ratatouille, Shrek, Finding Nemo.
Love them all.
Yeah.
I mean, they're all great. They're great. Would that be your go-to, Hello, Hannah?
No, I actually am going to go to my all-time favorite movie, my tried and true, which is How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days. I just think that movie it's hilarious. It's a rom-com. I love looking at young Matthew McConaughey. I love the music in it. I feel good every single time I watch that movie. It never gets old. It makes me just feel warm and fuzzy.
You know what's funny? It's also on my list. It's probably
it's my one or two
as well. It's my wife's favorite movie. It's like anytime she's like stressed out or feeling it, I'll put it on for her and it just makes you laugh. There's so many good moments in it. But the other thing is it's now become one of my movies too, just because it was hers. When you're like, usually like when she's stressed, I'm stressed, you're kind of feeling it together. And so How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days is probably my number one. But you know what might be my number two in a surprise? Is Four Christmases.
Oh, that is really? One of my family's favorite movies.
I was thinking about this. Like, what movie do I turn on? And I don't even know if it's that good. Like, by the time you get to the fourth house, I'm like, what?
We quote that movie all the time.
There's
so many
funny lines, early on.
Even when it's not Christmas time, whenever we are like at a function or something and somebody wants to leave, somebody will text mistletoe in our group chat.
Right.
Yeah. And then we're all like, all right, it's time to go.
Mistletoe. Yes. It's literally so funny. By the time you get to the fourth house, I'm like, oh man, we've done this before. But for some reason, it's so funny. It makes you feel good. And then you watch it during Christmas time and there's just something special about the holiday spirit, you know, at that time of the year.
You know, you mentioned a film that's so bad it's good. You know, the one that I think of immediately is Flash Gordon. It is so bad it's good.
Yeah,
the music is incredible by Queen. The acting is over the top. It was a wannabe Star Wars film that just never made it. And I laugh so hard because I've gotten into watching Ted.
Yeah, because Ted roasts it all the time.
Oh my God. And it's like you watch those two in tandem and you will have a great day. Okay,
Ted could be up there. It's so funny.
It's hilarious.
So ridiculous.
It's hilarious.
Oh
my God. So that's kind of like it. It's like a double feature.
I think for me, as cliche as it sounds, any of the High School Musical movies, but specifically the third one.
Oh my God.
That is my favorite one.
Is that where they like work on a golf course?
No, that's the second one.
Oh, sorry.
I was never a Disney kid.
The third one's the worst one.
No, that is the best one by far, and Zac Efron looks the cutest in that
okay,
one.
Oh, jeez. Why?
But they had there's a couple on this list that like are so bad. It's good. Cool Runnings is number 12 on this list. How to Train Your Dragon. Ferris Bueller was number 7. So what is it for you? You're stressed out. You need a little pick-me-up. You need to disappear. What movie are you going to put on for you, for your family? 314-531-9898. The movie that just instantly releases some of that stress for you. I know a lot of us are feeling that stress, post-election stress, where your like anxiety was so high watching all the results yesterday. So what's a movie you can just pop on? Like, you know what? Screw this election coverage. I'm just going to throw this movie on, and my stress will just be released. 314-531-9898. Some text messages that are good, Hannah?
Oh, yeah. Adventures in Babysitting.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's a great
so
one.
So good.
And, that's a great one.
That, man. And just Thor in that one?
Yep.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. Step Brothers.
Hilarious. Yeah, man. I want to get bunk beds just for that, yep. You know, because of Step Brothers.
Brett, you seem like you should be in Step Brothers.
Don't touch my drum set.
Don't touch my drum set. 51st Dates, really good one. Sweet Home Alabama.
Okay, that's my up there three. Reese Witherspoon's amazing.
Keep changing yours.
No, these are my top three. I forgot about, they're both Reese Witherspoon. Four Christmases. Sweet Home Alabama is up there. So it's How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days, Four Christmases, Sweet Home Alabama. Top three.
We got Uncle Buck.
Uncle Buck is
really good. Mm-hmm. My Cousin Vinny, also really good. Hotel Transylvania.
Those are awesome.
Those are great.
I don't think I've ever seen the Hotel Transylvania.
They're so funny.
Really?
Hilarious. Yes. And I do not like cartoons.
Really?
That little glob thing?
Yeah.
Hilarious.
Bobby.
Julie, you said you liked My Cousin Vinny, and then what else?
If it's in the holiday season, National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, classic.
Wait a minute. I think that might have to be my favorite. I'm changing
sweaters.
Now.
Yeah, because Hannah has you have the sweatshirt and everything
I
for
do.
It.
I yeah. do. I'm going to order another one. I have two.
Speaking of the holiday season, it's funny because it's all like Christmas movies. We all love Christmas here. Jennifer, what's your movie that you just put on and all of a sudden the stress is gone?
We love Home Alone all year long.
Oh yes, my God.
Jennifer and Sam are on the phone. That's a good one.
Jennifer and Sam, yep.
Shout out Sam too as well.
Yes.
Home Alone is so good. It is a good classic.
It's one of the best. Yep. Yep. You filthy animals.
Nancy has another Christmas movie. Nancy, what's the Christmas movie for you?
Christmas Vacation.
Another one. And then let's grab Becca, who will surprise you because it's the polar opposite of everyone else. Becca, what's the movie you just put on and instantly your stress is gone?
The Others or The Exorcist, one of those.
Oh,
my God.
What?
No. The Others? That's in the Nicole Kidman one, right?
Oh. No.
Scary English children. What are you, crazy?
Exactly. What? Possibly.
Yeah. I'm really stressed out. Let's watch The Exorcist.
Yeah.
Let's watch.
I've always liked scary movies and scary things, and at the end of the day, you know, their day's worse than mine, so how bad can
it be? That's a good way to look at it. Like,
facts.
At least right. The devil's not inside
exactly,
of me
yeah.
spitting out and vomiting pea soup yeah, everywhere. Right. I got that going for
I'm
you.
I'm not possessed. Check that off the box. All right.
They actually, it was in a recent study during Halloween that if you watch a scary movie, your stress goes down, because I think people do think, like, well, I'm not this idiot, so.
Wow.
Yeah.
There
you go. There you go.
Well, I guess it's actually really smart.
See, either Christmas movies or The Exorcist. That's what makes you happier. You know what usually makes people happier? Money. Money usually helps. Mm-hmm. How about $5,000? If you just were listening and hanging out with us for this past hour on the Odyssey app, just listening on Y98, you instantly have qualified for $5,000. Just for listening on the Odyssey app every single day while we're commercial free, you qualify for really cool prizes. Right now, you could qualify to win $5,000 when you fall into 5K.
Mega Minds.
All right, Mega Mind question of the day on the Brett Mega Show. See if you can get this one. 20% of us keep this in our cars at all times. You were watching our political ads that are posted on our Instagram, Brett Mega Show on Instagram, you know that Kevin keeps an axe in his car at all times, which is crazy.
That's right. That's my answer.
Is that an axe?
20% of us have an axe.
Oh my gosh.
No one else, unless you're a serial killer named Dexter.
I'm going to say that 20% of us keep a blankie in our cars at all time. Yesterday, I was watching a lot of news coverage about the floods, and they kept saying, like, all these kits that you need to have in your car year-round, and there was always a blanket in there.
There was never an axe. There was always a blanket.
Yep. Yes.
Did you hear that, Kevin? No one had axes on their list.
I'm telling you, if you had an axe, you wouldn't need that blanket because you could chop up a tree and then
build a fire in your car.
That's right. So you also need a lighter.
Okay.
I'm going to say, like, chapstick.
Amy's the closest with chapstick, guys. 20% of us keep this in our cars at all times. Do you have a guess? 314-531-9898 at 848. I'll reveal what 20% of us keep in our cars at all times.
Mega Minds.
All right. Got the answer to the Mega Mind question of the day here. 20% of us keep this in our car at all times. Kevin submitted axe as his answer because he keeps an axe in his car like a serial killer. If you watch our political ad slam videos, you can see that on our Instagram and know that this man is not trustworthy. Brad Mega Show. You can see the ad. How many weapons actually did he have in his car, AB? He had like six.
He had probably more than that.
Yeah, you had some stuff I'd never even seen before.
Sussy.
There was a scythe. A lot of it was some Halloween things. I was transporting some stuff.
Oh, yeah.
That's what they all say.
Bodies.
Yeah.
Did anyone else have any other guesses other than axes?
Yeah. Dave texted in and said lipstick. We got deodorant. And then lots of people are texting in saying gum.
Gum is close, but not correct. Toothpaste.
Really?
20% of people keep this in their car, and it's toothpaste.
Do they have
keep
a toothbrush?
They didn't say
they
that.
They just jaw-dog the toothpaste.
That's a thing, I guess.
Yeah.
Mega Minds.
The day yesterday that everyone was feeling anxiety and stress. Anxiety had won again for Kevin and his family's battle. It was a tough weekend for you, Kev?
Yeah, it was. You know, my son was going to go to this special band concert on Saturday morning. He was one of only two middle schoolers from his entire district chosen to go to this special event at Western University, where a bunch of band students play with high school students and whatever.
What a pretty big honor.
He was super excited about it. It was going to be great. And I've discussed how he's battled anxiety before, and college campuses especially. And, you know, there's a huge regret my wife and I have is we sent Jackson to a sleepaway camp at Rolla last year, and it freaked him out. He had massive anxiety from it. He had total separation anxiety. He was so worried that we weren't going to come back and get him, and we still don't know why that was such a big deal, but unfortunately it was. I guess it's because he really didn't know anybody.
Sure.
And, you know, if he would have known somebody, I think he would have felt better. Well, flash forward to this weekend. He was really excited about this. Been practicing the music all week. He was, you know, he plays a saxophone. He was ready to do this. And this is like the best of the best. So he was even, you know, like, hey, man, these are your people. He's got an amazing talent for this. He can play a ton of stuff by ear.
You talked about that. He can just pick up music so quickly.
And different instruments. It's crazy. But on Saturday, just out of the blue, Saturday morning, we had to get up early to go. And he freaked out. And he didn't want to go because he didn't know anybody. He was worried about this, and he started bringing up a college campus. And I think he was worried we weren't going to, you know, be there for him. And it's like, hey, buddy, look, if I got to ride the bus with you, we'll go. We'll make this happen. So we got him dressed, and, you know, we thought he's going to be fine. And then he really freaked out, going to school to get to this bus. We found his, one of his band teachers there. We kind of talked him down. Sarah and I waited. We were like, okay, good. Well, he's going to go. This is good. You know, his band teacher's there. He understands it. This is fine. And all of a sudden, Jackson and the band teacher come out before the bus arrives, and he's freaking out. And we're like, this is not good. What's so wrong? You know, I'll go with you. He's going to be there. Everybody's going to be there. I don't know anybody. I don't know the music. I don't want to do this. I don't want to do this. I don't want to do this. And anxiety won. And Sarah and I looked at each other and said, we can't. We offered to take him there in the car.
Yeah, you don't want to force him to be uncomfortable. Yeah.
Right. So, and I don't know if he was just tired. I don't know if it was just one of those things as well, too. But we got back home, and Sarah and I both were just, you know, so disappointed. Not in him, but at the situation. And so we had to let him sleep. When he woke up, we had a big talk about, hey, man, what can we do? What more can we do to put you at ease? And his big thing was, I just don't know anybody. I got to know people. I got to know things. And then we were like, you know, we had gone to therapy for, you know, several visits last year. And we even reached out to his therapist again because he had improved so much, never had any of this anxiety before. And she unfortunately is busy because kids deal with this type of anxiety. But, you know, we also then reached out to his tutor who helps him with his saxophone and now his piano. And she said, I'll talk to him and we'll see what the deal is. So we have a plan for the hopefully next time this happens. But I just feel like, you know, man, I just hate when anxiety takes over. I mean, he's on medicine for this anxiety, and unfortunately, it just came out of nowhere, and you're like, as a parent, what do you do? I still feel terrible that we didn't force him, because I think back in the day, your parents would say, you're going no matter what, and that's what we kind of wanted to do. We so wanted to go, hey, go, you'll get over it, this will be great, this will be great for you, you'll thank me when this is done, but at the same time, I don't want to have anybody feel that crushing defeat. To go and do something like that.
My wife's a, you know, a mental health therapist for kids, and so you're not alone. And, you know, like she phone calls and types of phone calls with, you know, parents dealing with anxiety, parents dealing with the struggles of what it's like to be a teenager and things like that. I think the hardest thing for you, because no one has all the answers by any means, is when you feel like it's out of your control.
Yeah.
Like, for me, I'm that guy as like, put me in the game, coach, let me take the shot. When it's like, it's his life. It's his decisions, and you're just watching as a parent. It is so hard,
It is so heartbreaking, too. And I just want to say thank you again for the students and the teachers, you know, the band teachers especially, reaching out. Because we emailed them and said, hey, he's not going to make it. It's just a bad thing. And they're like, hey, we'll talk to him, and we'll try to reinforce him for the next time. I just feel like, you know, man, it's so weird that what his anxieties are. You know, I don't know anybody. Yeah, but you got to go so you can know somebody. Yeah. You know, I'm worried about blowing, you know, making a mistake with the music. That's okay. They're there for you. They'll support you. So we're hoping that the next time this happens, it's not a college campus. Yeah. It's next door. And he can finally get that, you know, reassurance that, hey, it's going to be okay. But, you know, dealing with anxiety, and you're right.
It's hard.
You just feel helpless. You just feel helpless.
As someone who deals with severe anxiety, I feel like I can relate to your son a lot. And I can confidently say one of the worst parts about anxiety for someone who has it and for the other people who love people with anxiety is that there's never really an answer. Like nothing really ever makes sense. It might not be like a, you know, A plus B equals C situation because things just don't make sense. Sometimes you just feel that way. You know, it doesn't, it might not be just because he's tired. It might not just be one thing. Like, things never really can add up. And that can be super frustrating for both parties in this. But Kevin, I really want you to rest assured knowing that you're an amazing parent that you're doing so much to try and help. And that's the only thing you can do. Like, don't beat yourself up about, okay, should I have done this? Should I have done that? There's no right thing to
do.
Yeah, you're doing a great job.
Right, I appreciate that, too. You know, and you hear, like, when, you know, Shawn Mendes, Justin Bieber, other performers, you know, those have been on stage, you know, have the same issues. You do kind of feel a little more, you take a little more reassurance from that.
Yeah.
But still, it is so hard when your kid is so good at something and doesn't want to do it because he's afraid. And you're like, dude, don't be afraid. We've got to conquer this fear. I know eventually I'll tell the story that he conquered it, but unfortunately Saturday was not that day.
We share our wins, our losses, and we share our struggles even as parents because we're all struggling together. Thank you for sharing, Kevin. I know that's not an easy thing to share. And also, it makes you remind you, you're not alone. We're all kind of going through the same thing together.
Listen to the Brett Mega Show on your schedule with the Odyssey app. Search Y98.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.